They fit last year, but won't fit this year. I've got bigger.
And say if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them.
That makes your pockets bulgy or look like a knot or something that you shouldn't have in there.
Okay. And you say that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it...
Drew up or whatever you want to say.
Or another word for that.
Shrank.
And every shirt I've washed recently has...
Shrank or drawed up or... But they don't do that no more. They don't draw up no more.
Oh, they've already been treated for it?
They've already been pre-shrunk, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And they won't draw up. They'll be the same size when they're washed. But they used to. Boy, you had to buy one about three sizes too big. That's right. You sure did. Especially when they used them on them old rub boards and that pot of boiling, boy, they sure draw up.
You say, I hope this new shirt doesn't...
Yeah, shrink or draw up or something.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Dress up.
What other expressions would you use?
Well, dial up or fancy up or something like that.
Which one of those would you use about a man?
I'd say dress up on a man. Because it wouldn't be dial up or fancy up or nothing like that, I don't think.
Anything else you could say about a man besides dress up?
Well, I don't... No, I don't believe so. Not me. It might be something for somebody else to say, but I don't believe it would be for me to say.
What would you call a man who likes to dress up a lot?
A dude is what we call him. Or a jelly bean or something like that. You used to call him.
What does a jelly bean mean now?
Well, that means a guy that just wants to run around dressed up all the time and never do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Never work.
Is it joking mainly or is it insulting? Or?
Well, now, it's according to where you use it and who you use it to. You might use it to a stranger and it'd be insulting, but you might use it to a good friend and it'd be a joke, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just according to where you use stuff like that at, where it counts at.
Do people use the word jelly bean much anymore?
Hmm?
Do people use the word jelly bean much anymore?
Well, they used to be a lot worse. People don't even dress nothing like they used to. Now you take you there.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no way you'd come down here 15, 20 years ago like that. There ain't no way, that's right. And women, there ain't no way you'd ever see one with their shoes off. You never seen one with their shoes off. And they, if they went out anywhere, they dialed up. They looked pretty, I mean, you know. But, and especially if they was high up in the world, boy, they... And then they didn't know nobody, only just big shots is all they knew, see. Now that's the difference in them now than it used to be.
So people don't talk about jelly beans now because there just aren't any.
Because they don't, well, they just ain't hardly any no more because they just don't go that way. They don't act that way. I mean, you know, people that used to would have high-hatted you and been, because they had a little something, why, mm-hmm. They won't do that no more. They don't act that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used to, if guy, he got a pretty good job or something back there when it was hard to get jobs and things, well, boy, he'd get to be a jelly bean then. He'd dial up and he wouldn't know none of his friends or anything else if he met him out in company somewhere, see.
Mm-hmm. How many years ago was that?
Oh, I say that back in the 20s and,
mm-hmm.
and long in early 30s and stuff like that.
What did people used to carry their money in?
Pocketbooks.
What about what they carry in now?
Billfolds.
What about women?
Well, they have billfolds too, women does now. They have inside their purse, they have a billfold.
Mm-hmm.
They carry it in their billfolds inside their purse. They carry a purse and then they carry the billfold inside their purse.
Mm-hmm.